Hi,
upside
boo.
Down.
Boo, boo, boo. Well, what were you going to say then?
Oh, I
think... Yeah, when something happens.
Like, whenever you, like, fall... It usually happens whenever I wake up and fall asleep again. But, like, you wake up and, like, you've had your arm, like, between your legs or something. And, like, because of that, like, you saw... It's, like, that sweat patch or whatever. Like, for a split second, you felt like you peed yourself. Did you ever have that?
I never sleep with my hand between my legs.
No, it's not, like... It's not, like, a thing I do constantly. It's, like, whenever I, like... I don't know, whenever it just happens, I don't know. But like, I have that happen sometimes, pretty regularly. No, I have that happen sometimes, and it's, I don't know.
I've never thought of sleeping with my hand between my legs. That seems really weird.
But it's not like, I'm sleeping like this. It's like I'm sleeping on my side like this.
Okay, that somehow makes it slightly better.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I always drink a lot of water before I go... It doesn't help, I always drink a lot of water before I go to bed. Right. So I always need to go to the toilet when I wake up. So it always doesn't help. But...
So I ever have it too, where you wake up and... You really need to go to the toilet, but you're also really tired and you don't want to get out of bed. And you're just trying to lie there thinking, would it be worth it to just
get
to bed?
That's the one point where I'm always like, I'll just get up. I know I can get back to bed. So it's like, if I need to go to the toilet, I'll go to the toilet. Every morning I get up, even if I'm lying in, I'll get up, go to the toilet, go back to bed.
My deciding factor with that is, not whether it'd be bed or not, but I'll usually get up if I feel I could go to the toilet and get back into bed without waking up too much.
I have that. With me, it's always like... I just got to start my sentence again. With me, it's always daylight. I have to make sure I get as little daylight as possible, because as soon as you hit daylight, you're awake.
I think I try to keep my eyes as close as possible, because when you wake up, do you ever have like this sort of crusty eye thing? I try to keep that as much of that as possible, I think. So that I'm not going back to bed like completely awake. And the other thing is, I won't go to the toilet if I feel that it's maybe like 10 o'clock or something. So my parents are already up, and I feel like if I get up, they're going to ask me to do stuff.
I never have that. Because like, we're on the same floor, so... Mm. But see, by the way, my situation is like, I have the very small space between me and the toilet.
Yeah.
From the door to the light. So I just have blinker eyes. Just straight look towards the toilet, don't look at the light. Straight back upstairs.
See, I have the ensuite now. So it's more now just
an ensuite?
Yeah.
I'm
in a sister's room. The thing I have to decide now is whether to do flush or not.
That's not a good decision.
Although it's really annoying because I've got like a wee window in there, but I don't have blinds for it.
Okay.
So I have to kind of just keep my eyes closed while I go, which doesn't always work out, I guess.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, whenever I wake up, like, still going. The way the decision I always have to make is, I know that if I reach forward, because my bed's right beside the curtains and window, if I reach forward and grab the curtain and open it, I'll stay awake.
Okay.
I always wake up saying, right, I'm going to open the window and do this. It's so hard to get my arm out of the sheet and over the thing and do that.
Yeah.
It's so hard. So now it's trying.
I usually make that decision the night before, whether to close my curtains or not, or whether to put the blind down or not.
See, if I go to sleep at like 4 or something like that, there's always a bit of light.
Yeah.
So we have to. Especially since I have that stupid orange blind, which I hate so much. I hate the colour orange. But I didn't... Every room I've ever had has always been orange. Yeah, I hate it. Okay. I always try to find people... Whenever I move out, I will have a non-orange room. Every time I find my parents in it, it never works out right. And the wallpaper in my room at the minute is the closest I've got to not getting orange. And like the next day, I came home from school and I did ugly orange curtains and that ugly bright orange thing blinds. The worst.
Awesome. Bye, boo.
24 seconds to finish it. This one, I'm not going to go on for
another 3. I'm going to go home now and go to sleep because I have to get up.
I'm going to go and figure out what to name these and upload them. My laptop's still on upstairs, like uploading things to Google Music. I have 15,000 songs at the end of my 27.
Awesome.
1,500, not 15,000. That's a lot of songs.
That's what I was like, how do you even...
Three, two...
Bye, boo.
Bye, friends.